a beautiful fall morning in the great state of Arizona. We're doing an outdoor broadcast today.
I hope you are all warm and toasty with your cup of coffee, because
I could use a thicker pair of socks.
My toes are frozen. Even my laptop doesn't like it. It won't work in this cold.
Yeah. We've got a current true or false question out there on the poll right now. If you were listening earlier, Henry Wickenburg founded the Vulture Mine, which is 12 miles southwest of the town of Wickenburg. Wickenburg is just immediately north of the one place, the Hassayampa River, is above ground. It's above ground for about a five-mile stretch. That water was needed to process the ore for the gold and the silver. So the true-false question is, you call in 1-888-767-4348 and let me know what you think, true or false. Wickenburg was founded because it's close to the Hassayampa River. And Henry Wickenburg needed the river to float his supplies from the water supply down to Phoenix and for the paddle wheel steamboats to bring supplies back up to Wickenburg. True or false?
Now, did Romy teach you how to make up a question like that?
No, I think he did. Yeah, probably so. And I think we have Barbara on the line now, who's calling from the other end of the state, virtually Green Valley. Good morning, Miss Barbara.
Good morning. And I actually didn't call in to answer the quiz question.
Okay.
I had my own question.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, do people still go to Wickenburg to cure their asthma? I moved with my grandparents from Pennsylvania to first Prescott and then Wickenburg, which a doctor in Pennsylvania recommended. My grandfather was very, very ill with chronic asthma. So we moved there, and sure enough, we spent the summer in Prescott. We moved to Wickenburg in the wintertime, and he got better, and the asthma completely went away.
Yeah, this whole area is kind of the central component of the Dude Ranch experience, where the Wickenburg was the Dude Ranch capital of Arizona, may still be. And the great majority, if you talk to these Dude Ranch owners, the great majority of their clients were East Coast people coming out to get relief from their respiratory problems, and many of them ended up relocating here. So, yes, Barbara, Wickenburg isn't one of the areas. Phoenix is kind of one of the areas that people originally came to, but then when they came, they would bring all the plants that they love, and they'd plant them, and now Phoenix isn't near as air pure as some of the other parts. But Wickenburg is still the natural desert. But appreciate the call. Thanks for the Wickenburg story. The Dude Ranch is around here. We were talking about the register at the preserve, how no one from around here. You look at the registers from the Dude Ranches, and there's none from Arizona.
And often a big who's who, you know, just very famous people came through. Cindy Thrasher was talking about her husband's family that has had the hotel in
Morristown.
And just, she kept the register. They still have that of all the people who passed through.
And how they tipped and what they like to eat. Yeah, Gary?
Yeah. You mentioned about the air being pure in Wickenburg. Do you remember the product Dristan?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a nasal spray that made you breathe easier. Their slogan, this was back in the 60s, it was, Dristan is like bringing your sinuses to Arizona.
I don't remember that.
I just saw it on YouTube. It was an old black and white commercial.
Well, in the 60s, that was true. Unfortunately, we allowed ourselves to pollute the air a little bit.
Hey, did you give your answer to your true or false?
Not yet.
Well, you better.
people texting in?
Yeah, I think they all saw through your story.
Well, when I said the river only comes to the surface for 5 miles, was that the clue that you can't float to Phoenix?
Probably.
Or you can't take a steam paddle wheel up from Phoenix? So that is false, that he needed the river to move supplies to and from Phoenix, Arizona. But he did need the water. And that was the closest consistent supply of year-round water for him to run his ore processing equipment. So then he had to found the city, Wickenburg. There you go. Now, what did Fritz want?
Oh, our friend Matt says, hey, if Rosie invents a combination flamethrower chainsaw, I would like to be the first one to buy one.
Well, I think he's just giving me a fabulous idea.
Yeah, one of those million-dollar ideas.
One of those
we'll cut you in, Matt.
One of those million-dollar ideas, a flame-throwing chainsaw. Now, I could do a lot of
gardening. I was going to say, no, you may not have one.
I could do a lot of gardening with that.
That's not called gardening.
Oh, man.
Well, if you do have questions this week, you know, you can always email us at Rosie on the House. And if we don't give him those landscape questions. We consult our experts. We have many. We have Greg Peterson of the Urban Farm. We have Jay Harper of the Harper family. So if you have questions about your house, home, or castle, just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com.